there's a certain kind of need that the military family has, and no one knows that any better than Lara Clark. She's with the American Library Association, the ALA, and she's program director there. She's going to join us now. We've asked Bruce to stick around because these two entities, the American Library Association and the National Foundation Credit Counseling Group, they have collaborated to do something worthwhile and good for our military. They recognize that there are special needs. They have special charges, special areas that that impact them differently than our civilian counterparts. And Laura, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's really my pleasure to be here with both of you.
Well, you know, I like Bruce. You know,
I like Bruce.
Yeah,
too.
I like Bruce.
I like
yeah.
both of you as well.
And you know what I really like is what you guys have decided to do. Tell us a little bit about the collaboration.
Yeah. So when Bruce was talking about being the oldest and largest organization in his world, I was thinking, see, that's part of the reason why we're here together. The American Library Association is the oldest and largest library association in the world. We got started in 1876. We're having our 140-year anniversary.
You got one up, sir.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, just go ahead.
So we have a long history, but this serving the veteran and military and their family, this community has been a growing interest for us. And, you know, as the role of libraries are changing, the services and our partners continue to change. So as a trusted community asset, public libraries are in, there's close to 17,000 public libraries around the country. So we're everywhere.
You're established. You're out there.
We're established. And for us at the Library Association, we're like, we should be doing more with our libraries. There's so much that libraries are capable of, and there's work that's happening already. And with new and trusted partners, people who are also neutral, non-commercial, we're not trying to sell a particular product. We're really just here to provide assistance and support for people becoming more financially fit, as you said, and finding strong partners that share that vision to help us improve our services and extend our reach is really critical for us. So we're thrilled to be working with the NFCC.
And explain this program to us, Bruce. I mean, you guys said, okay, why can't we come together? We've got counselors. We've got the folks who know what they know. You've got location. You've got credibility around our country. Okay, what can we do together? This is a brilliant program.
Right. It makes complete sense to work with the ALA and to partner on this this very important issue of serving military families in the communities where they live. And many of our member agencies have counseling centers throughout the nation. We are nationwide, all 50 states and Puerto Rico. And so in many of these instances, there is a counseling center near a library in a community that serves a lot of members of the military, veterans, their families. So our counselors can work as a resource through these libraries in these communities to help connect members of the military, veterans, and their families to important financial coaching, to one-on-one financial counseling, and for the resources and tools that can help them improve their financial lives. And the NFCC has a long history of supporting the military, working with the military. This is just another great way to connect with military families.
So, Laura and Bruce, the issue I hear is go to somebody you know, where you know, and trust the information that you're going to get. And we're going to talk about that information, what you're going to be offering, and how people can reach out to you to make sure that it works for them. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest, Laura Clark and Bruce McClary. When we come back, you'll learn more about a program designed for you. The members of the U.S. Armed Forces, the Coast Guard, veterans, and families, they face financial challenges that are different. The relocation, frequent deployment, changes in local economic conditions, all of these things have an impact on the decision they're making about their home, their family, and their finances. And, you know, most of these kids come right out of high school. They don't have a college degree. They certainly don't have any financial training. Now they're making money. They're someplace else in the world. They leave their wife at home or their husband at home, their children. And sure, things happen. And some of them are not always good. And no one knows that any more than Bruce McClary with the Foundation for Credit Counseling. And, of course, the collaboration now that's put together with the American Library Association. I think it's so smart. I trust the library. I go to libraries. I believe in a library. So why wouldn't I go there? To better myself and to learn more. That's what Laura Clark is here to talk about because she's program director is part. This is a wonderful idea. Your idea?
Oh, I wish I could take credit for it. No, actually, I think this we were talking with NFCC about how we might work together, and this was something that they'd been hearing from their local members, and it's something we've been hearing from our local members that libraries are serving more veterans and military families. They're trying to be responsive to the specific needs of this community, and so as we started to brainstorm together, I think maybe we came to it together, actually. Yeah. I wish I could take
mutual
credit.
Conclusion.
But, yeah.
Why not have a workshop that's comfortable and available to somebody with certified people that know what they're talking about, and all you say to the veterans, Bruce, is come.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to be offering these at a connection point in the community where these military families live, because not everything revolves around services that are provided on base. Many of these families live off base. They live their lives off base. They're very strongly connected to the economy and the life and the communities where these bases are. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to be able to deliver financial workshops in these libraries where people go and these libraries that people trust as a connection point with their communities. So our counselors, our certified financial counselors, are going to be working directly with consumers, delivering workshops in these libraries that address these issues very specific to military life. As you pointed out earlier, members of the military, their families, and veterans, they face a very unique set of financial challenges. And I think it's our duty and our responsibility to support them as they face these challenges by offering workshops that address subjects like housing and budgeting, and especially for those who are about to transition back into civilian life, to make sure they're adequately prepared for the changes that are coming.
And ALA President Sari Feldman said something I thought was, she says, the digital age has seen libraries transform and be recognized as a critical part of the infrastructure delivering service to communities nationwide. That's what you believe in, Laura.
Absolutely. Well, and we've called it something like we've tried to capture what libraries are doing these days and how it's the same and also different from what people may remember from their own childhood. And we've called it the ease of libraries. So it's about education. It's about employment and entrepreneurship. It's about empowerment and engagement. So there's a whole range of these. And I think a lot of the folks that we see from the military family community, they may be coming in for story hour. They may be coming in with their children to support their homework and their learning. So this is kind of just another layer of service. In a way that the library can serve the entire family.
Yeah.
And that's what I love.
Yeah, you know? And I was thinking about that because your husband's deployed or your wife is deployed today, okay, and you've got the kids. You come in and you think you're taking them for the kids, but what you're saying is don't just come to the library for the kids. Let them read and do what they have to do.
Right.
But
that's
how about you? What can we do for you? We can talk to you about things that can transform your life.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the great pieces of that is that libraries welcome people of all ages, all backgrounds, and that's part of the reason why this makes such a good relationship is that we have a range of services that really connect with people on a number of different levels. But I think sometimes people don't necessarily think of libraries when they think about financial literacy.
Right.
And this gives us an opportunity to work with NFCC and take advantage of their deep knowledge to really strengthen this area and to say, please come, please seek out these resources.
You know, I was researching and going through and looking and thinking about how this all works, I was then reminded that libraries are threatened if they're not careful, if they don't move ahead, because I can get lots of things right on my iPhone. So you have to keep up with the times. You have to say, okay, how can we be relevant? How can we stay relevant in our communities with the transformation of electronics and the technology?
Absolutely. Well, you all see it here too, right? Radio, newspapers, everything
Absolutely.
Is changing in all of our lives and our work. And that's definitely true for libraries. And one of the things that Sari's also talked about is that it's not just about what libraries have, but it's what we do with and for our communities. And I think this really speaks to that is how do we build better communities? How do we help people improve their lives and pursue their passions and their interests? And I think that's what this is really about is that it's still about information. It's still about people's journey and their path, but it's also about us creating something together. You know, we're not here just to kind of say, here you go, here's a book, here's a specific thing, but how can we build something together?
You know, and the thing that I really think is so key, and yet we sometimes forget it, is that is that libraries give me a chance to get to somebody else. They're, you know, some of the most provocative people are librarians and people who work who care about reading. They can bring something to the table that I may not find at home. And here's another reason why I ought to reach out and be there as well. My guest is Lara Clark, who is the program director for American Libraries Association, and Bruce McClary, vice president of communications for the NFCC. When we come back, we'll continue to remind you this is someplace you ought to look at. I'm very pleased to have with me here in studio from the National Foundation of Credit Counseling, Bruce McClary, vice president of their communications department, and from the American Library Association, the ALA, is Lara Clark, who is the program director. These two agencies have come together for the common good, if you will, for the military good, for the family good, for the possibility of making positive difference in the lives of our military and the things that they need. They are announcing, with the support, by the way, I guess we ought to say Wells Fargo is playing some role in this to support the program. I know you know about that, Bruce, right? They,
yes, with their hands-on banking for the military. Tremendous program. Wells Fargo has been a great supporter of the educational efforts, the financial education for the military, and we're very proud to have them on board supporting this.
Yeah, that's great. And let me just stop there for just a minute with both of you, because I want you to think about this. You guys are proving that a collaboration, this is not competition. This is collaboration. This is making a positive difference. Other agencies, companies, banks, whatever, they can credit unions, they can play a role in this. I mean, there is a role for everybody, Laura, if people just stop and say, how can I help? How can I make a difference, right?
Well, I think with resources being what they are, you know, when you think about debt, when you think about our national debt, right? Like, we need to be smarter about what we're doing. We need to have smart partnerships and relationships, and that involves everybody. It involves nonprofits. It involves for-profit. It involves, as you said, the banks and the credit unions and the commercial companies, because we all together, we want stronger, financially healthy families and communities. And we can't do it alone. The libraries can't do it alone. Bruce can't do it alone with NFCC. We need to be smart, and we need to collaborate in ways that get the most benefit from the dollars that are invested in our work, but also allow us to reach the most families. And I think that's what this is about.
Yeah, everybody has a stake in the financial well-being of Americans. Everybody. And it's important, and it, just as with this program, it's important to find supportive partners who understand that and understand how to meaningfully address these issues in a way that's impactful in the communities where we live and across the country.
And I dare say to the audience listening, obviously we want the military families and members. This is designed for you to call and come in, and we'll tell you in a few minutes how you can do that. But I also want to make a clarion call to other entities out there, companies. The library is not the only agency out there that ought to be involved in here. The NFCC is not the only agency that ought to be doing this and working here. We talked earlier about student debt. Who's not impacted by student debt, guys? 43 million of our young people, in some form or fashion, to the tune of $1.3 trillion, are involved as well. And we talked about that. But why aren't we all, as you say, Laura, there's a role we can all play if we just think about it.
Exactly. And think about what we can do if we all pool our resources together and address those big issues, especially with student loan debt, but also with the other issues that we're addressing, with financial issues that military families deal with. It ultimately has a positive effect on the economy and everybody's life, and we're helping individuals out, and especially with this program for the military. I mean, if they're able to better manage their money, if they're able to make an easier transition into civilian life and be financially prepared for the things that follow, it helps them, but it helps everybody. And I think it's good to keep that in mind when we're thinking about these programs and how effective the partnerships are.
Laura, what can I expect? What can the family expect when they walk in to the library to get – they say, okay, you say you're going to help me. Mm-hmm. What can I expect? I don't know a lot. I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm already in, you know, having difficulties. Mm-hmm. What can I expect when I come into your library?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, we're just getting started with this program. Literally, you're one of the first people we're talking
to
about it.
And thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate it.
So we want people to know we're getting started. Some libraries are going to start being involved with this effort, and we welcome other libraries and NFCC members to raise their hand and say, we're going to offer this. So it may not be in every single person's children's library when they're listening to this, but every library will offer something for them. So that's the one thing, is this program won't be everywhere.
The program won't be everywhere, but it will be available. And if it's not available, is there some – can I reach out to
– Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. But I wanted to say that one of the things that I love about this program is that it's not just the workshop, that the great thing – and people say, well, how is this different from some of the other things? In this program, we're also going to have the one-on-one counseling, and then and a new piece is e-coaching, right? Like – you might have heard my phone ring just then. You know, that more and more people are connected through their phone. Sure. And there's this new element where people can be reminded, which I love about this program.
Right. And again, that's just the incorporation of technology into mm-hmm. this process. Mm-hmm. I mean, people can come in, they can go to a workshop, but they can also work one-on-one with a counselor, which is great. And that's how the NFCC member agencies in the communities are supporting this program with an added value. But then beyond that, with the one-on-one counseling, there's also the e-coaching, so people have reminders to pay themselves first, put money away in savings, to focus on a particular budget issue that they're trying to get under control. And all of these things help people towards a successful goal.
And that's important, because what you're starting to do here is kind of form an attitude. You're saying to somebody, if they're walking in, okay, we'll take care of that, but you might want to take care of this as well. Have you given any thought to that? I mean, in other words, it opens up the possibilities that you can make a positive difference on many different fronts in any given family. In this case, we're talking about military families. But that's important. It's important that they start to see this from a different perspective.
Well, and the nice thing about this is that, you know, everybody that I know, like when you think about your New Year's resolutions, right, it's about being healthier, doing a better job when managing your money, and being more connected with your family and friends, right? So these issues cut across every single person and family in some way. But this program is really geared to recognize that there are specific needs that are there for military families and service members. So it's nice that this is an issue that libraries broadly are thinking and talking about, but this program is really geared.
And what is it going to cost? I hear them now. I hear the call. What, you know, how much is it going to cost me? What is it going to cost me?
You know, one of the favorite thing about libraries is that our services are freely available. So that's a great thing here.
No cost to come in and take part and learn. And
folks, wait a minute. Did you hear what we just said to you? We have just talked about program that you can take advantage of, our military friends and family. And you just said, how much is it?
No cost.
It's just an amazing thing. Yeah. How could you? Why wouldn't you take advantage? Why wouldn't you? If you just wanted to just say, okay, let me, you know, here's my situation. And that's something we need. You know, we need to be able to say, I've got a situation here. And not make it worse because I got to pay you X number of dollars for you to listen. That's not the way it works. When we come back, we'll talk more about how this works for you, who you need to call, where you need to call, what's available, where you can find out about it, all of that. This is Home and Family Finance. We're very pleased to have Laura Clark and Bruce McClary in studio, and it's all about a program designed to make life better for you. We're talking with Laura Clark, who is a program director for the American Libraries Association. And I bet a lot of you didn't know they had an association, did you? Or maybe you don't think library. Well, now you should. And, of course, Bruce McClary with the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. He's been on enough that you know who he is. I mean, everything that they talk about is something that's beneficial to you from our perspective. That's how we see it. And as you just heard, this program we're sharing with you is free. They're here. They're doing this because it's the right thing to do, and that's their goal and that's their purpose. That's what they're about. So what is it going to take to get you to say, okay, whether you're a military or whether you're a student, when we talked about student loans earlier, to give a call? So I'm going to spend the next few minutes explaining how you can reach out, the easiest ways. And Laura, we'll begin with you. How can people, first of all, we talked about some libraries don't have.
Yeah.
So how do I learn and know where it is? And if it's not in my area, what do I do?
Well, so I'm going to play a tag team with Bruce on that. So for my piece, I would really encourage folks to go online to iLoveLibraries.org. ilovelibraries.org. They can find their local library if they haven't been yet, and they can learn a little bit more about the services available at that library. So that's always available. We haven't selected all the locations for this program yet, but we'll update there. And I think if they don't have it at their local library, I'm going to send them over to you, Bruce.
Right, and people can find out more information about the NFCC on our website, nfcc.org. That's nfcc.org. And they can find out about the ways that our nonprofit community counseling centers and our nonprofit members across the country deliver workshops and address financial topics. And if people want to hear more or see something in their local library, they can certainly use the website to reach out and let us know that they want something in their community.
So if I want to open up the dialogue, I can contact either side, either of your organizations, and I'm going to get to the same place eventually, which is the place that best serves my needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And people can reach out directly. And in fact, if you don't see one of these programs in your community with the libraries and you want to see something, people can contact me directly. I'll give out my email address right here on the show. It's B. McClary, B-M-C-C-L-A-R-Y, at nfcc.org. People can just ask me. Yeah. We'll get it done.
You hear that? Okay. You can talk directly to the folks who are making the difference and who know about the program so that you're not going to end up somewhere down on the low end of a slide saying, okay, my God, this doesn't work. It does work. But it doesn't work if you don't call, does it? Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I'll match Bruce there. My address is lclark@alawash.org, Alawash, because I'm here in Washington, D.C. And we will find you a place. Like, nobody is not going to have a library or an NFCC counselor that's there to help them.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea, guys. It's now, not everybody's listening to this program, so if you know of someone that you think needs this, please, you know, ask them to go to the agencies or to the folks that we hear. And let me just find, if I can, the nfcc.org is one of the websites that you can send them to. The other is the ALA.
I would recommend ilovelibraries.org.
Okay, that's the one I was saying. Yeah. I was just trying to find it here mm-hmm. on my notes book. But in other words, all you need to do is to start the process. They're not sitting here asking you to be involved because they don't want you to be involved. They're asking you to be involved because it is important that you reach out, and especially if you have a problem. You know, nobody can just know what your needs are. But if you know that an organization is available to you and it doesn't cost you anything except to talk, even if you have some doubts, you know, make contact. Talk to somebody. Who better to talk? I love library. As I said, I broached that a few minutes ago. And these libraries across this country are people who are dedicated to making a difference in people's lives through books, through knowledge. And books are knowledge. That's what mm-hmm. it's about. And they're fascinating people. Generally, you're going to find somebody that you want to talk to, somebody that you really are pleased to know that can and make a difference in your life.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes people think, they're like, oh, the number one reason why people become librarians is because we love to read, right? And that's true. But actually, the number one reason that people become librarians is because they want to help people. And they want to help people on their journey in
life.
They're
people.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're people.
That's
people.
Right.
And of course, NFCC, well, that's what they do for years and have done. Bruce, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here.
Thanks for both ends of this for joining us. Laurie, your maiden flight, you were delightful. Thanks for being with us here. Come back
My
and
pleasure.
See us again soon, please. We'll talk more about this as we go through this. I'd like to know how you proceed and how things are happening. And I'd be pleased to have you both back again. Let's talk and see what we need to say and do to make sure it's successful. I'm Paul Berry. We'll see you next week right here. Al, thank you very much. Have a good day.